And welcome to this week's episode of the Defaba podcast with me, your host, Dr. Lillian Kerubo. Do you suspect that your child's speech may be delayed, especially after listening to the podcast on how speech development progresses? If you missed it, please go back and you'll find it in the previous episodes. First things first is to have your child assessed by a pediatrician or a speech pathologist. There are things that you can do as a parent or caregiver or teacher to assist your child to increase their vocabulary at home or in school or in daycare. Here are some of the things. First up, speak up. Many times when we notice our children aren't speaking as much as we would like them to, the common tendency is to also shut up since we aren't getting much feedback. This will have the negative effect of extinguishing whatever little vocabulary they have stored up. The best action is to continue speaking while keeping them at eye level, vocalizing the word slowly with repetition and accompanied by gestures if possible, so that you can improve their understanding and their memory. The tone should also be neutral and friendly. Remember to celebrate words spoken, no matter how small they are, no matter how incoherent they are, because this will act as a positive reinforcement to encourage them to speak more. Fill up the gap of when they're not speaking to you with play therapy. The second thing you can do to improve your child's speech development is to have less gadgets. Most apps on gadgets do not allow for feedback from the child. This removes the motivation for the child to learn new words. Limit gadget use to 1 hour per day with only apps that require feedback from the child. For example, sing-along songs or sing-along alphabets or number or algebra problems that require the child to sound out the answers. The third thing you can do to improve your child's speech development is to use facial expressions. Nonverbal or pre-verbal children learn a lot about communication by observing the accompanying facial expressions, gestures, and aftermaths of words spoken. Make sure you animate your face vividly when speaking to them, as this is another form of communication. Alas, we have come to yet another time to take a short break. You know, here at Defaba, we work hard and rest even harder. I shall be taking a small break, but I shall catch up with you in the next season. Feel free to reach out to me with your questions, shout-outs, business partnerships, and comments on all my socials. And I will list them on the show notes and my website, which I will list on my show notes also. Till next time, you also get yourself some rest because you have earned it. Bye-bye.